Hello, welcome back. Great to be back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. I am back. Sorry you missed me past week, and then I was here, and then I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
And I am with the best buddy anybody can ask for, the most motivational motivator that a man could possibly dream to have by his side, the best co-host that Tucson has ever seen, and I am so thankful to have the commandeur of I Believe in Myself coaching. Go to I Believe in Myself, or
I believe in myself.org.
Go to I believe in myself.org today to connect with my friend, Mr. Andreas Ruiz.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah,
is that good enough?
Is that Flavor Flav
hyping you up?
Flavor Flav ain't got nothing on it.
Me. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we are here. We are back together. Next week, you won't get Andreas, so soak him up like a biscuit with butter today, because...
That sounds good right now.
Yeah, doesn't it seem delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With some
that's
gravy,
what I got.
Yeah.
I'm just like, we got an artist in studio, so I'm just trying to bring the flavor, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring it right today. Yeah. But actually, speaking of who we got in studio, why don't you go ahead and tell us who we got in studio today, bud?
Yeah. So we have the amazing Melissa and Mel, who are with I just gotta get this stuff right here. Galería Mitotera. I like that. Yeah. And we also have Alejandra Baltazar, who's with a drug-free communities coordinator of the South Tucson Operation Prevention, Intervention and Treatment Coalition, which is also AKA Stop It, and at PPEP. So yeah, we're really blessed to have them here. And, I'm just really excited to hear more about what they do and all the amazing things that they're doing for the community. I mean, I already heard a few of the things that Mello does, and, you know, just so it's a real pleasure to have you guys here.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I'm glad you did the introduction, because I would have not made it through that.
Yeah,
that was
you
a mouthful of stuff.
Yeah,
that was
for sure. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I'm so grateful to have you guys. And let's get started with Alejandra, and just tell us a little bit about the Stop It Coalition, and what do you do?
Thank you, everyone, and I'm so excited to be here. To tell you about my new role in the community of South Tucson. Mm-hmm. I am the drug-free community prevention coordinator for the community of South Tucson. Nice. Through PEP, which stands for Portable Practical Educational Preparation. Mm-hmm. So what we do, basically my role as a coordinator, prevention coordinator, is to create a safe and drug-free community space for the youth in South Tucson, because I believe if we support, or we all believe in our coalition, that if we support the youth, the whole community benefits. Mm-hmm. So this is how we do in this project, in this coalition. It's to help them grow, to help them succeed in life, and to give them a safe and beautiful community.
That's beautiful. Yeah, awesome. And I mean, do you also like what about parents? Do you include them in what you do as well, or?
Oh, yeah, of course. I believe that, you know, having the parents being part of the success of their kids, and to have them, you know, being all part of a beautiful community. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of things with the parents. We want them to be part and join the forces. So we can have in our coalition, we can have the parents as volunteers. Mm-hmm. We can invite the parents to provide workshops and also to learn ways on how they can talk to their kids in terms of, you know, addiction, alcohol misuse, drugs misuse, but also in terms of being positive, in terms of, you know, helping them with their self-esteem. And right now, there's, you know, we're going through a really critical time with the overdose and fentanyl that in our in the world.
Yep.
So right now we really want to work with the parents to help the kids stay safe in our communities, and we need the parents for support. So we can give the parents any information on, you know, how they can help their youth and in terms helping them in their struggles. And so we have a lot of information. We have workshops that the parents can attend. We can, and they're all free. And nice. We have Power of Parents, which is a workshop for alcohol. We also have the RX 360 and MJ 360, which is for drugs and marijuana. So, nice. Yeah, and like I said, they're all free.
Nice. That's amazing. That's
beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, definitely much needed in the community. And I mean, and well, I guess we'll kind of like, we'll circle on this a little bit before we kind of, we move on to the next topic. What if, because I know in my work, working with the unhoused community, and whenever I go out and I do outreach on the street, this fentanyl thing is is wild. Like I, you know, I guess they're calling it the blues, you know, this, like, because it's a blue pill that's out there. And I was under the impression that, you know, there was this epidemic going on that heroin was being laced with fentanyl and people were dying because of that. But now it seems like people are just taking fentanyl. So they're just racing right to the punch. I mean, what, you know, what have you seen around that? And like, and what do you think, you know, can be done to combat that? Cause that seems just completely nonsensical. As much as as nonsensical as doing heroin in itself is, the idea to do fentanyl, which is, you know, 10 times worse and, you know, has such a high rate of fatality. What is that about?
Well, I think the problem with that is that you can't really know which one is the real and which one is the fake fentanyl. So I think it's mixed in a lot of drugs, which is, like you said, makes it 100 times more powerful. And, you know, we have workshops. We have all the information to provide in terms of, because a lot of people are not familiar. They hear it, but they really don't know how it acts and how it can be really accessible for the youth through social media these days. So we have a lot of information. We have workshops that we want the parents, you know, to be part of, for them to know what's going on in their kids' lives. And also, through the coalition with Drug Free Pima, we offer free Narcan, which helps with overdoses. And we have that available for the community, you know, at different events. With my job, I partner with different artists. We have partnered with different agencies, with different local organizations to spread the word and for people to know and the community to know what's going on and for people to know how to use Narcan in case they, you know, face a situation when there's someone who is going through an overdoses. And we offer workshops, presentations, and how to use it and how to save lives in our community.
We're about 30 seconds, so we have to go to our first break. Give us like maybe a story or, you know, an example of kind of, you know, the help you've been able to do and how, you know, who you've been able to affect with the work that you've done.
I believe the community, I do believe in our youth, and they're the future. So we really want them to be safe, especially in South Tucson. And we want to care for them, and we want to make sure that, you know, they all have the correct information and just to be safe and have a beautiful and safe community that they can go play outside and they can go and have a, you know, succeed and thrive in their lives.
Nice. Well, awesome. We will talk about all that and more after this break. That is a group speaking with Pep. We don't even have time to get in all the different groups are here, but we will be talking about it after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz, and we'll be right back.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. The volume was down. I was deaf for a moment, but I am your coach and speaker, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Pastor John McClain back in the house. Newly married, a man.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
For sure. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why we missed you, man, but it's okay. I forgave you. I forgave you.
Well, you're going to have to because I was in a better place.
I know.
And I'm not dead and in heaven, but yeah, I was in Atlanta getting married. So yeah, it was great.
So congrats.
Yeah. Thank you.
So shout out to Candace. And so yes, getting back, like I said, we have some amazing people here. You know, we talked to Alejandra. She shared some amazing information that is very beneficial to us in the community. But now we want to get to our other guest, Mel and Melissa. And I know that we
Mel
talked
and Mel.
Mel
that's
and
fun.
Mel. I know.
Yeah, that's neat.
It was
Many
meant to
people
be.
People in the community refer us to us as the Mels.
The Mels. The Mels. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
I love that. So, yeah, the Mels. And, you know, we talked a little bit about Galeria Mitotera and how, I mean, like, how are you using this in the community? Tell us a little bit about, you know, Galeria Mitotera.
Oh, my. Well, using the Galeria Mitotera, what we decided to do.
Talk a little closer.
A little closer. What we decided to do as artists was to take the art to the inner city, mm-hmm. to the city of South Tucson, and to give people of color artists the opportunity to show their work and mm-hmm. show their made goods. And it's been 4 years, and it's been really beautiful to see the growth of a community. Mm. What would you add to that, Melissa?
I would say also that we really strive to make our space a very safe and welcoming space for community members to come, not just only for art, but for to be in community with each other in different ways. Like we partner a lot with PEP and Stop It and invite them and other organizations to come in and provide information to our community in a very you know, safe and welcoming way where it's intertwined with the art and the makers. So it makes it a fun way to get information out into our community, like through COVID testing and vaccine clinics and, mm-hmm. and things such as that. So it's not just about going and shopping, but we have different ways of connecting with our community members.
That's awesome. Yeah. And like, what do you feel like, can you tell us like how this experience has helped? Well, not only, I mean, sure, it's helped you guys, but also, like, how has it helped out the community? What have you seen from, you know, this, what you put out there? Like, what have you seen in your experience in the last 4 or 5 years?
Just having a space, having the space revitalized is where located in the city of South Tucson mm-hmm. on the corner of where 4th and 28th Street. Mm-hmm. And when we first moved in, there was a huge drug use area just on our same block, big trafficking area. Mm-hmm. There was different.
It's a different site of community.
Yeah.
And bringing art and being a place to bring community together, mm-hmm. it brought made me think of the question you asked earlier to Alejandra about how do you keep people from drugs?
Mm-hmm.
And art does that. Art changes that quality mm-hmm. of life. We look at things because it's accessible to all, just like the bicycle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a mm-hmm. form of transportation that many use as a means to transportate themselves from place to place, and in others, it's a form of meditation. Mm-hmm. You know, they go out and they ride. Mm-hmm. The same for the art. A lot of people don't know how to express themselves, but when they come to the location in the city of South Tucson, they get to have those feelings. They get those feelings are evoked. And when you do that, you see that the community blossom. Mm. And the community is so diverse there that we do have veterans that are homeless. And they're well known. I know one of them by name. His name's David. And you know what? It just takes a little bit of talking to and sometimes inspiration that they see you outside cleaning. They see you outside painting or gardening and adding color to that area. Their minds start to change. You know, there's even some streetwalkers that they would take time out to hang out with me and like pull weeds and like just chit chat about normal stuff.
Wow.
So art can do a lot in an environment.
Yeah, I don't know if you write poetry or you're a writer at all, but you should.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, like definitely. I look forward to writing, to reading your poetry and to reading the stuff that you write, because just the way that you articulate stuff, it's like a beautiful story being told.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, let me leave you with that. I consider myself a street disciple.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You know,
a fisher of men out there in the in the open so that you can find me.
I can empathize. I can empathize.
That's cool, definitely. Man.
Yeah, certainly with you know, being a pastor, I'm not, I always tell people, particularly people who first meet me, like, you're kind of young to be a pastor. I'll be like, one, I'm not, probably not your grandma's pastor, one, so she's not, I'm not going to be her flavor. But two, there's a lot of people that I've been able to fish out of the sea that other people can't fish out of the sea because of the way I am and who I am. I can see you're another cat like that. But even outside of that, I encourage you to put it down. Put it down on paper, because one, we as humanity need that. And two, you're going to see another cool gift that you got by doing that. And I say that from experience. Like for so many years, I told myself, I'm not a writer, I'm not an author, I'm not an artist, I'm not all this stuff. But here I am, all those things. So, yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to be the inspirer of their inspiree, but you're special.
I was going
to
say amen.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about like how has, art inspired both of you in your lives? I don't know if you want to share just...
Oh, boy. Well, Melissa, is it okay if I mention it? Okay, so I was kicked out of my house a lot. And, my family didn't have money. But I enjoy art, you know. So it was easy for me to get accessibility to drawing because I was a graffiti artist.
Mm.
But, I mean, that happens in another light. You know, and actually in the darkness where you go out at night and you paint and it's illegal. Well, one of those nights, I thought I was really smart coming in, sneaking back inside my house. And my mom's like, she caught me. She's like, you know what? I'm tired of yelling at you. I'm going to tell you once. Do you want to pay the city or do you want the city to pay you?
Mm.
And I was like, wow, she slapped me in the face with value.
Okay, yeah, man.
Value of self. You know, I didn't even realize that.
That's cool.
She saw something in me. And
that's beautiful.
That ever changed my life to where I'm getting paid for what I can come up with. Communicate through my illustrations. I use that ability now to communicate a lot of social political views, just so, you know, but not to that we would argue with each other, but so that maybe we can understand the other side's view in a peaceful manner.
And we got about 45 seconds till we pop out of here again. You got a pop-up coming up? You guys want to tell us about that?
We do. We actually have, we have a pop-up on Saturday. I think this airs on Sunday. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But we have one pass.
Other than the one that we just had yesterday.
Yes, there you go. So sorry. Sunday, February 20th, we have, in partnership with another organization, Avenidas, in South Tucson, from 9 to 2, we're going to have a reinvestment day in the community.
Okay.
And we're going to have... a vaccine clinic, Pima County Health will be there, Drug-Free Pima will be there, Stop It, and we will have live art. Mel will be creating a mural that will be a PSA regarding the importance of being COVID safe in our community. We will also have gift cards out for community members who get their vaccines, $10 to $50 gift cards.
That's good thinking.
And we will also have a DJ play music, so it'll be a great fun time in the community.
Nice.
Yeah, that's that wrap-up music like the AMAs. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys. Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Oh, you guys hang in there. You guys don't get to go anywhere. These guys are leaving, but you're staying right there. We'll be back right after the break.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood
Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you all went potty, got a little snack. Hang in there. We got an excellent second half of the show with you. And if you don't remember, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. Yes, I'm taking Spanish. No big deal. And And we have our favorite guest in the whole entire world here in studio with us. She goes by the name of Dr. Jennifer Herrera in the fancy places, but she goes by the name of Dr. J among her friends.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, actually, among her friends, they call her Jennifer, but it's just
I call her Jennifer.
I know, it tastes bad in my mouth when I say it.
I mean, I like Dr. J too, I mean, I like Jennifer. Yeah. I don't know. I always say, hey, Jennifer.
It's my real name.
You know, the first time that I spoke at your school, I said, yeah, and you know, Jennifer, and everybody's like,
who's that?
Oh, I mean, Dr. J. Oh, my bad.
Oh, you never clapped.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I guess
I don't have a real name to them.
I guess that's what happens when you're a superhero. You got your superhero name and you got your real name. You got Peter Parker and you got Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
If not, I saw something in a movie the other day that I thought was interesting about Superman. Superman he's one of the few superheroes who actually gets in a costume to hide his identity.
Oh, that's true, huh?
Yeah, like he wakes up Superman. And he has to hide and become a normie
Clark
to not be a superhero.
That's
interesting.
Yeah. That's aside from the point. I guess that's what happens when you have a superintendent of a school on you. Sorry, like he gives some ammunition to bring to the kids.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyways, speaking of a superintendent of a school here with us, tell us about Tucson International Academy. I mean, let's just say no one's ever heard of Tucson International Academy before. Let's start there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Tucson International Academy is a network of four schools. Each school is kindergarten through 12th grade. Mm. That's what makes us a little bit different. And each school is very small. It's like 100 to 150 kids per school. So kinder through 12th grade, 150 kids. There's a lot of combination classes, and the older kids are a part of the younger kids' lives. Mm-hmm. So everyone has to get along. They have to be on their best behavior. Behavior isn't usually a problem. Every now and then we'll have something come up. But we always say, listen, would you want your little brother or sister coming home saying certain words or doing what you did? Mm-hmm. No. So don't do it. And they just don't. They look out for each other. It's quite friendly. It's really fun. And, and oh my gosh, the older kids are the rock stars at our schools. Mm-hmm. So if you're an older student at Tucson International Academy, you're going to be a hero. So we have the four schools. It's kinder through 12th grade. We're 100% of our graduates from our schools get accepted to two or more colleges. So we're college prep oriented. We are. We don't believe you have to go to college to be successful, but we want to open that door by having their academics in place and having their activity levels and their experiences to have it be ready so that they can go to college. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun, and we celebrate a lot.
You know, and the thing I talk about a lot, I mean, especially since you talk about, obviously, the
100% of the students that go to TIA get accepted, you know, into college. And we talk a lot about how, even though it is a public school, because, you know, anybody can go to and it's publicly funded, it's almost like having a private school experience because of that college prep experience. But I think another kind of like caveat that I don't talk about enough about Tucson International Academy, even though every single staff member you have come on here, every single student you have come on here say it, but it's like, I want to like double mention it. Like, they talk about how it's like a family.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing I think about, not only how it's like a family, particularly if like being a father of several children of differing ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being able to be like, oh, there's a school where I can send all my kids to the same school.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. That's super cool.
It's kind of neat because if, you know, these days we're so busy and it's like you have this kid in music, you have this kid in baseball, you have this kid who's taking karate. Mm. And so you're already driving him around like a taxi. Then you got three schools. You got the elementary school for the younger ones, you got the middle school for the middle ones, and you've got the high school. Mm-hmm. So you got three different school activity calendars, and then they have their private interest groups. And it's a lot. And I mean, having any sense of family, it gets difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that we did too. It's like, it's a chance for even cousins can go to the same school. Mm. So families come to watch our, for example, our Cinco de Mayo, which will be coming up on Cinco de Mayo. And we will have folkloric dancing and music and mariachis and food and games. And it's a really big, fun event.
Have you been to one of these events yet?
I don't think so.
How have we not been to one of these events?
Oh my gosh,
yet?
I haven't so invited you.
Next one, Cinco de Mayo, we are there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I don't care what else is going on.
You know, and that's what I love about the school is that they do all these things for the kids to get to experience something that they've never probably experienced before. And then just today, I was listening to Dr. J. Like after I gave my presentation, there was something new that you guys are bringing to TIA. Tell us a little bit about that. The JA.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Junior Achievement is an international organization, but it did has roots here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got like the best of the best people who do JA, and they come to our school and they allow kids to have a chance with businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole concept is business and financial literacy. I think there's five pillars, and I'm still kind of learning all the ins and outs of it. But one thing I know about it is anybody who's a teacher and they hear that we have JA, they're like, oh, that was the best day at school. I'll always remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like one day the whole year and it was called JA Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember that. Of all things, that's what they remember.
That's
so
awesome.
I think it must be something phenomenal. So we're going to have our first JA Day in 2 weeks.
And what does that entail?
That's all day long where the kids are doing business oriented activities. So it's like financial literacy, again, entrepreneurship, setting up, just like practicing leadership. Like, let's try to get your team to do this. You get your team to do that. And the big kids at our school are going to teach the younger kids. So the big kids have already gone through two intensive trainings where they come and it's like a half day where they're sitting there and they're learning and they're practicing presenting, and they're nervous, but they're excited because they know the little kids. Some of them, and my cousin's in that class. My little brother is in that class. And they're excited to do it, and they're going to be leading. They're going to be demonstrating leadership to the little ones at our school, and it's just perfect because we're K-12. So the older ones are going to teach the youngers.
That's super cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're doing that for them, because those like the financial literacy, entrepreneurship, business and all that stuff is something that, I mean, they're going to probably need for the rest of their life. And who teaches financial literacy? Nobody. Like, I mean, you
it's
know what I mean?
It's hard to get it in.
Course, yeah, yeah. But we have to, because then, you know, they'll learn about money, they'll learn how to take care of money, they'll learn how to invest, whatever they need to do. But it's just opening up a new, like, you're changing, like, this family, you know, like, you're going to change them for the rest of the next history, like, you know, the next history of people that are coming in their lives. I guess, like, but
it's
good
right.
stuff. Yeah. I love it.
Well, we'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain with Andrea Ruiz. Go to veteranrescuemission.org for more information. We'll be right back.
Every day, Arizona teens are using counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl and overdosing at alarming rates. Talk to your child about never taking a pill that's not prescribed to them. And visit TalkNowAZ.com for the facts on fentanyl. The Amato Youth Center can help with our free parent workshop and a free medication locking device. Call 520-255-4067. Please support the Amato Youth Center at AmatoChiliCookoff.org.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being beautiful. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. And speaking of the good in our community, we have Dr. Jennifer Herrera. If my Korean Spanish teacher was here right now, she would be proud that I got that right. So
he's claiming victory.
So we have the superintendent of Tucson International Academy here with us on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andres Ruiz. With, I believe in myself, coaching, yes. And he is here coaching us to another great segment with our favorite guest, man. Yes. It's almost as if we don't even do a radio show when Dr. J is here. It's just like,
I know.
Let's just pow around. Let's, with one
I
of
know.
Our best friends
like and ask about lunch themselves.
It just happens.
And today, another thing that I like about TIA is, like, they say they bring in JA, they're bringing personal development, they're trying to help out their teachers. And I know that you have a leadership team to help out your teachers. And, you know, I think that that's really important that you're teaching them that, and you see the value in that. And how do you feel that that has helped out not only yourself, but your staff and everybody around you?
It's imperative. I mean, look what all we've gone through the past 3 years, 2 years of COVID. It's like, are we teaching in person? Are we teaching online? And what does that look like? And are we going to get paid by the state? And, you know, teachers were like, oh my God, my mother's sick, and then all the deaths. We had 8 deaths in our small little community, man, that my husband ended up doing the services for. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of death. And
that must have been hard on him too, you know?
We lost a lot. He lost some of his friends, just like you were saying. I mean, it takes a toll on you.
Oh my God.
We're all a little too young to start losing friends our age, So it's been a lot. And yes, you can navigate storms, but it's just so much more peaceful to have somebody to help you navigate them, to remind you of some skills or even to introduce something new and to stay focused on the right things, you know? So, I mean, today, Coach Andres was at our school today doing a teacher in service, and he did a 1-hour development class, and it was excellent. It was just what they needed, I think.
We had a good time. We talked about mastering their emotions and just how to deal with stress and overwhelm. And they were really receptive. I was very proud of them. Even one of the teachers there admitted to, like, you know, having some bad habits and then start implementing some good habits that, you know, it could be life changing if she just starts, like you said. She said, I'm going to start working out. I'm going to stop looking at my phone so much. Those little habits can go such a long way. And I mean, the productivity can go up, the energy can go up, the attitude can go up. And it was just really cool to see them, you know, be able to do that. And we also did forgiveness meditations. I saw some tears. I saw some people, you know, getting emotional, and it was so beautiful. You talked about this, how like forgiveness, one of the kids mentioned forgiveness and the power of forgiveness, and man, forgiveness is a life changer. I've seen the power that it can do, like heal one to just forgive. You know what I mean? Like, what are your thoughts about forgiveness?
Man, that's a key, right? I mean, we're all different. Nobody's going to agree with you on every single thing. And sometimes the way people disagree can leave like a scar, or it can leave an open wound, or it can rip a wound open again because you got it from someone else when you were younger. So you have to constantly have like a steady diet of releasing judgment, releasing emotions, releasing you know, anything that you're going to try to hold on to, because everything you hold on to is dead weight. Mm-hmm. It's just going to slow you down. It's going to weigh you down. It's going to keep you down.
Yeah.
And it depends on what you want in life, but none of us really want to be down. Mm-hmm. We want to have freedom. We want to make our life. We want to enjoy it. And you can't. If you're going to carry around a bunch of unforgiveness, you're just not going to do as well. I mean, that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. It's not a religious statement. It's not an academic statement. It's just like a human statement. It's like we have to learn to let it go. And the more you can learn to do that, and the faster you can do it authentically, you can't fake it, boy, the quicker you can move on with your life and the quicker you can develop the next thing and go on to the joy that you're wanting to have. So in our school, we have the Peace Builder Program. In the Peace Builder Program, there's like certain things, you know, I pledge to give up put downs. And one of them is I will right the wrongs that I have committed. Mm-hmm. And so how do you right the wrong? Well, that's a little hard to do sometimes. I mean, righting a wrong, I mean, if you stole from somebody, you might not have the money to give it back. Mm-hmm. But you have to right the wrong. So part of it is saying, I'm sorry, admitting you did it. Mm-hmm. And then we take it from there and figure out what the actual, you know, rollout of compensation will be. But, you know, a lot of people don't do that. They'll just say, oh, well, you shouldn't have left it laying there. It got stolen. At our school, literally, you could put your purse down and it's nothing's going to happen to it.
Yeah.
Because at our school, it's there. Like what we've trained them to do is it's not snitching. It's making the environment safe. And if you fail to report something that you see happen, like somebody took something out of someone's wallet or purse or personal belongings, then you've now made a hole in our security. Mm-hmm. So because you didn't report it. If you report it, the person has a chance to quickly put it back, apologize, and change their way. Mm-hmm. But once they take it and then the lying starts, I didn't take it. Well, we've got cameras everywhere. Goodness, we can find out anything. Mm-hmm. I always tell the kids, really, are you going to make me look on the camera or can you just say you did it and we just make it right? I did it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And this kid came up and whispered in my ear, I did it. And after he said it, I said, well, thanks everybody for your time. Just think about what I said and just talk to me later if you want. And then I just told his teacher, send him up later after when nobody's looking. And then we talked about it. He was so embarrassed. He said, I don't know why I did that. You know, here it is back. And that was that. Mm-hmm. All done. And we didn't have to give some big, you know, consequence. Like, I'm going to call your mother. You're going to be suspended. You're going to, you know, you're a bad human being. No, it was a weakness. And now we just have to say, you know, this probably hurt your reputation among the adults here at school. So if something else goes missing, they're going to look to you. Mm-hmm. He understood. He goes, I know. But he goes, I won't let it happen again. And he said, I'll report if I see someone else. So I just love it. Look how quick he turned around. That's just yesterday. That's just and I'm telling you, every week I got something like that happening. But if you can get people to admit what they've done, then they're taking the other end. So the person that's had it taken from them, they can forgive a lot easier when they know there's a system of justice that is gentle. It's not so extreme that everybody gets upset, and it's peaceful. Mm-hmm. And so I love that about the Peace Builder Program. And they just give you the words, what to say to the kids, you know, how to say it and how to do it. Really, I feel like I'm a negotiator. I'm like, look, I can do this the hard way or the easy way. Yeah. You know, who set off the fire alarm?
The
I need to know
stick.
Right now. I'm going to count to three, and I want you all to point to the person. 1, 2, 3. And I'm telling you, in my schools, whoosh, they were all going to And the kid was like, really? All you guys are snitches? I go, no, they like peace in their environment, and you're not peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool. Another thing I was thinking about as you're speaking is just like, especially in line of the, you know, the radio show, Making Calls Come True, and your book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success. We haven't mentioned that. You're the author of that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, find it on Amazon. And being a person who made college come true in my life, you know, especially it's super cool. After all, you know, all these years I had under my belt, I still needed someone like you to come along and like really help gently encourage me, you know, in the right direction. And, you know, I imagine, you know, I know this is what you do with your kids, and I imagine this is what you do with your staff. So maybe, you know, a success story you have of one of your students or maybe one of your staff that, you know, took your gentle encouragement and made their way to some special place.
Oh, man, there's so many of those stories.
I bet.
But one of my favorite stories that is in the book, Making College Come True, is the story of Valerie Enriquez, the principal of both Midvale and West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about overachievers, and she's still in her mid-30s. So this is amazing what this girl's done. But when she interviewed for the teaching job, she was about 20 years old, 20, 21. And she said, you know, she wanted to be a teacher, and I said, okay, so where are you at in your education, and blah, blah, blah. We negotiated that part, and then she said, and, oh, just by the way, I'm gonna be one of your principals.
Hmm. I thought, dang. Oh, she affirmed it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I go, she you are, it. Huh? With a little whippersnapper. I thought in my head.
That's
and
funny.
I thought, I like that. You know, uh-huh. I like uh-huh. people who are bold, who mm-hmm. will make that statement. Mm-hmm. So she made that statement. Guess what? Sure enough, she's been with me 16 years. She is definitely a on fire. She's our senior principal, mm-hmm. and she's been a principal for like 8 years. I mean, mm-hmm. that, she's a young principal,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but she got in her head because she likes education. She knows what's good for kids. She's naturally good at it. She's also good at systems, and she knows how to interpret what the state of Arizona wants versus what the teachers need to do so we all are happy mm-hmm. with the output of the schools, the kids' work. And so, boy, she's just good at it. She's helped develop systems. She's mm-hmm. A positive person,
yeah.
And she's consistent. Mm-hmm. I would say consistency is her friend. That ability to be consistent and to always be there and to always have a similar message. Like, she's not one, she's not you know, emotionally up and down all the time. Mm-hmm. She's just stable.
Yeah.
And that is like a miracle. And she's got so many of her own stories of how she's impacted the lives of students.
Mm-hmm.
And how, I mean, yeah, you run into them all that. The time.
I saw that the yeah. other day, she posted on Facebook, and just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool to see that.
He bought a truck.
Yeah. And I can see how, you know, yeah, her positivity. I mean, she had the kids do this for me, and like, yes. she really made my day, so I appreciate her for that so much. And, you know, she sees like the importance of like this work that the kids need to do, and she has them do it. Hey, do a reflection, do mm-hmm. what did you learn from this, and just to reinforce that information. And when I saw this, I saw the information, these kids that said, wow, I didn't know my thoughts were that powerful.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. And he said, Andres made it so simple for us that I understand that my thoughts create my feelings. And I was like, damn, like, that's so powerful.
They got it.
They got it, but that's so cool to get it at such a young age.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. I didn't get this stuff until I was like in my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that thoughts created my feelings. But imagine getting it at the age of 15, 16, and 30. That's like
life changer.
It was so cool. And so, yeah, I'm so blessed to be able to mm-hmm. go speak to them. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for Miss Hendrick. Like, she's mm-hmm. doing really
yeah,
well.
She's
like,
awesome. Yeah,
she's really
you guys
awesome.
See the
she's got awesome staff. She's
everybody.
Got awesome
I love my TIA. People. My yeah. people are the best. All yeah. of them. And I don't even, me, yeah.
Let me do my last second pitch. If you got a student between the ages of K through 12 and you're looking to make college come true in their life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. today and enroll them or check it out, because there's locations all around the city, so you don't have any excuse, particularly if you want to make sure that your family makes college come true in their life. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John with Andreas Ruiz. We'll see you next week.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness, as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.